Stroke recovery is the next frontier in stroke medicine. While growth in rehabilitation and recovery research is exponential, a number of barriers hamper the ability to rapidly progress the field. I'm Carmen Lave Jenkins, Managing Editor of the International Journal of Stroke, and I spoke to Professor Julie Bernhardt, who is a leading global stroke rehabilitation researcher who's driving a consensus project on rehabilitation and neuro recovery. And she's also doing this with her junior faculty member, Karen Borschman. You can find the first publication of the consensus, Moving Rehabilitation Research Forward, Developing Consensus Statements for Rehabilitation and Recovery Research, online published in the International Journal of Stroke.
Julie Bernhardt, the Florey Institute of Neuroscience and Mental Health, Melbourne, Australia, and the National Health and Medical Research Council Centre for Research Excellence in Stroke Rehabilitation and Brain Recovery.
And I'm Dr. Karen Borschman from the National Health and Medical Research Council Centre of Research Excellence in Stroke Rehabilitation and Recovery in Australia and the Florey Institute of Neuroscience and Mental Health. I also received an Ian Potter travel grant to allow me to travel to Philadelphia for the roundtable meeting.
You've put together this consensus paper because it's going to sort of kick off a process of consensus that you'll be following through within Philadelphia. Could you give us a bit of a background of why you saw a need for this?
Yeah, it's a really important thing for we researchers in stroke recovery to take a look at where we're at now and think about how we need to move forward with our research. I think for me, one of my big reflections as a stroke researcher in this field for 20 years is that we have enormous amounts of new work coming out, but we're just not gaining a lot of traction with it. And some of the reasons for our challenges are that we are all doing different things. And stroke recovery really is complex, but it's really exciting. And I think we're on the cusp of making some discoveries that might have impact. But to do that, we really need to harness everybody and have us all pointing in the same direction. So I think for me, convening this roundtable is about trying to get groups of people interested and willing to work together, reduce research waste, because I think we have a lot of it in the rehabilitation field, and see if we can come up with some ways that we can work better together that'll really transform the space in the future.
So can you break down for me what the themes are that you're going to be specifically focusing on?
So the idea behind the roundtable is that we will bring together experts from around the world, as well as junior faculty, and Karen's one of the junior faculty that we've included in the process, to have a two-day meeting. And in that two-day meeting, we will tackle four key areas. And these key areas we identified over a year ago, and we've actually been doing a lot of work in the lead-up to the roundtable to get to the place we need to be. So the four themes are looking at translational research or preclinical recovery research, then also looking at recovery biomarkers. So what can we be using to predict recovery and measure recovery? And then looking at intervention development and reporting, which is a really big area that needs improvement in our field. And then finally, measurement in clinical trials. So it's really common for us to do systematic reviews where we actually can't pull information together because no one's using the same measures at the same time. And if we could just, again, make some improvements in that area, it would really make a difference.
And so what does it look like once you've got the consensus going, you've knocked the silos down, you've got people working together? So what does it then look like? What does consensus then? How does it change the field? How does it make? So you're saying that increase global reporting, things like that.
Absolutely, our goal, I think, and we're all of the leaders, and this is the model of the roundtable, is that although I'm convening the meeting I was very smart in picking some great leaders to lead these themes from across the world. And they themselves then went about selecting people to participate in each of the groups. What we hope that kind of collaborative approach will bring is new agreement around how we might work together and actually conduct our research. So there's a lot of efficiencies that should come from that. If we can get agreement in the preclinical area, for example, on where the gaps are, what we need to be doing differently, and then if people start working on those and even working from between labs in the same manner, all of a sudden the impact that we might be able to have will be much greater. Similarly, if we can develop our documents, that our recommendations that people will follow for building interventions, then we might start to see interventions that really are now underpinned by biology, by a particular staged approach to how we develop our interventions, and that should give us a better chance of actually finding treatments that work for our patients. So I think in each of the themes there are distinct opportunities, and the global opportunity I think for us as a research community is that we will hopefully get so excited by the process of this roundtable and what we might achieve that we'll develop some new collaborations and again break down the sort of country by country or lab by lab way of working to create some new opportunities we hadn't thought of before.
So that's really interesting. What about, we're looking at course at calling this or labelling this neurorehabilitation. How does neurorecovery work fit within this parameter that you're working with?
Well, it's a really good question, and perhaps Karen would like to comment about some of the interesting conversations we've had around definition.
Yeah, and the developing consensus in definitions has been one of the most interesting parts of the my role as a junior postdoc, is to be talking with people from across the world, high-level researchers who are experts in their area, and just starting to understand that although the groups are seeking recovery and rehabilitation and better outcomes for stroke survivors, sometimes just something as simple as one word, a definition of one word, might actually mean that they're working in parallel rather than potentially working together. And so finding definitions, consensus in definitions across the basic science through to the clinical trials, I think is one of the greatest aspects of this work, and probably one of the most solid foundation stones that from where we can project our further work.
Yeah, great.
So recovery is actually our focus. Rehabilitation is complex. It's a complex term. There are many definitions of it. It's really more about the system level, what rehabilitation is. For us, all of us and all of the chairs of our working groups are really trying to focus on what does it mean to recover, how do we define recovery, and what do we do to help people recover, and also what that huge gap is in understanding how people recover and why some people do and some people don't. So really, although it's actually called the Stroke Recovery and Rehabilitation Roundtable, and that's for that reason, we're really focused on trying to understand and define recovery.
You've been listening to a podcast interview with Professor Julie Bernhard and Dr. Karen Borschmann from the Florey Institute, who are working to build a consensus project with rehabilitation and recovery people from all over the world. The International Journal of Stroke is the flagship publication of the World Stroke Organization. Please consider becoming a member.